A few years ago, at the end of a long week, I was at my desk scanning through the news headlines when one caught my attention. Some health department somewhere had adopted a new policy intended to protect children's privacy at camp. The policy discouraged sunscreen use. Parents were unhappy. One dermatologist called the policy absurd and pointed out that the sun is, quote, the biggest known carcinogen that children are exposed to, end quote. I thought to myself, thank heavens that wasn't my health department. Then I read a little further in the article. It was my health department. After a few quick calls, we backed off the policy. Soon the online headline read, Maryland scrambles to revise sunscreen rules, and then Maryland officials scrap new sunscreen restrictions. I was feeling pretty bad about Sunscreen Gate until I told the story to a colleague from another state. His health department had recently adopted a new nutrition policy for schools. After it went into effect, the media reported that the state had managed to ban bake sales for fundraising. No cookies, no brownies. Parents were not even allowed to send cupcakes in for the class on their child's birthday. This went over about as well as you might expect. The policy was repealed as fast as you can say cupcake. Then a third colleague joined the discussion. His state health department had to develop a list of risky activities requiring medical oversight at camp. Scuba diving and horseback riding made the list. Okay. But then his staff added kickball, capture the flag, wiffle ball, and freeze tag. That's right, freeze tag. The policy was dumped immediately, or as one headline put it, state officials back off regulating freeze tag. In each of these cases, public health agencies, pursuing a goal that was not very well defined, overreached. They adopted measures without a good explanation or adequate public input. The public responded, and cooler heads prevailed. Now, you might say these embarrassments discredit the work of public health agencies. In the short term, yes. But I would also say that wandering across the line and then jumping back shows that public health can be responsive and learn from its mistakes. I think of this lesson every time I see kids playing wiffle ball or eating cupcakes. This is Dr. Joshua Sharfstein, Secretary of Maryland's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene for WYPR, your NPR news station.